Officials in North Topsail Beach called a special meeting last week to address the loss of 900 feet of dunes. It's thought that winter storms and two hurricanes are the cause of erosion, but there may be another contributor. A team of researchers at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's Institute of Marine Sciences recently published results of a multi-year study conducted in Onslow County that found sea level anomalies, or periods of higher than normal water levels, can cause extensive erosion. This week, I spoke with PhD student Ethan Tierkoff about the study and the impact sea level anomalies have on our beaches.
They last anywhere from a couple weeks up to over a month. They're initiated by meteorological events, so like persistent northeasterly winds, or by changes in ocean currents. So, for instance, a reduction in speed of the Gulf Stream.
How do sea level anomalies differ from other causes of coastline erosion?
They operate on different timescales than like storms and long-term sea level rise. You know, storms, they operate on hours to days, and they create a storm surge, and that erodes the beach. And then long-term sea level rise is years to decades to centuries. So these sea level anomalies are impacting the beach in these kind of interim, week-to-month-long periods.
Now, how often do sea level anomalies occur?
So we may have one to two anomalies each year, but what's really important is when we have these periods of frequent and kind of higher magnitude anomalies. And those occur every few years. So we recognized a period in 2009 and 2010 where we had frequent sea level anomalies. But when we looked back at the water level record for Wrightsville Beach, there was actually another period from 2004 to 2005 where there were frequent sea level anomalies. We may have one or two every year, but that's not really that impactful because it's really when you have these frequent anomalies when you have the higher erosion.
Now, you've been doing some research on sea level spikes and how they compare with erosion from hurricanes. How long did the study last, and what were some of your findings?
We worked on this from 2009 to 2012, and we worked down at Onslow Beach, a barrier island located at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And it's a really neat barrier island to look at coastal geology, and in particular, because along its length, it has really variable topography. Like in the southern end of the island, we have low elevation dunes, we have narrow beaches, and we have the beach shoreline is eroding relatively rapidly. But then in the northern end, we have higher dunes, wider beach, the shoreline is more stable. And so we can look at how many different types of barrier islands are affected by sea level anomalies and storms. And so what we did was we collected beach erosion data, we collected wave height data, and water level data. We also combined that with NOAA tide gauge data. And what we found was that from 2009 to 2010, about 40% of the water level observations were sea level anomalies. So we had frequent sea level anomalies, but we didn't have any big storms. However, from 2011 to 2012, we had Hurricane Irene come through. And what we found from the beach erosion data was that we had similar amounts of erosion during the year with sea level anomalies as we did the year after Hurricane Irene impacted the North Carolina coast.
Interesting. So years where there are frequent sea level anomalies, there can be just as much erosion as a hurricane.
Yeah, and actually in some spots along Onslow Beach, we had higher erosion in the year with sea level anomalies as we did after Hurricane Irene.
Is there anything that can be done to slow the progression and impact of sea level anomalies?
Probably the best way to deal with sea level anomalies is to include them in coastal planning and management. Right now, these management plans and these models are really just thinking about storms and sea level rise. But we also have these periods of higher than normal water level, these sea level anomalies, that can erode the beach. And I think these really need to start being incorporated into management plans because they can increase the vulnerability of beaches to storms.
Our proximity to the Gulf Stream is what makes North Carolina's coast more susceptible to coastal erosion and the form of sea level anomalies. Now, do you predict there's going to be an increase or a decrease in the number of anomalies in the coming years?
Moving forward with climate change, we might actually, as the Gulf Stream slows down and we have changes in weather patterns, we might actually see more frequent sea level anomalies and higher magnitude anomalies. And so that's going to add to the effects we see of more intense storms or accelerated sea level rise.
Ethan Tierkoff is a PhD student at the Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jared. It was my pleasure.